draft class that you put together? It seems like you got addressing needs defensively and up front.
You know, I tell everybody this every year, and I keep my draft list. One day I'll put them on eBay or whatever so everybody can believe me. We go by our list, and the best player that we feel is going to be the best NHL player is the guy we take. We're not worried about positioning. We just continue to try to get the best prospects. So real happy we had all three of the first three picks ranked very highly. And then the other guys were kids that we liked that are going to have more time to go away to college and continue to develop. But the first three guys, when you look at Cal Foote, he's a late birthday, so he's got another year of junior. And we could think he's going to develop and hopefully play Canada at the World Junior and then turn pro the year after that and continue to work away. Alex Volkov is a Russian player. He's a 19-year-old. Would have played for the World Junior this year for Russia, but broke his foot. He came across, played in the Subway Series against the Canadian Major Junior teams, and then went back home. And before the World Junior, he broke his foot, so he missed a large portion of the season. But he's coming to our development camp next week, and we're hopeful that we can work out a contract, and he's got a chance to play in Syracuse this year. Alex Lipanov was one of the top players on the Russian 99 team. So he's played with on the number one line as a center for Klim Kostin. High skill player. He's going to Barrie this year in the Ontario Hockey League. So he'll be at development camp next year. He was at the draft today with his parents. So he'll be at development camp next week. And then all of the high school players we took, Herbix, Gutman, and Walker, we've contacted them all. We're in the process of making plane reservations, and they're all expected to be in Tampa this week for development camp as well. So excited about the players we got and really happy that they're all going to be able to come down to Tampa very quickly and start to meet people and start working with our organization to improve themselves.
Is that the book I was injured kind of put him up on people's radar, you think, or he wasn't really on a lot of the...
No, I think he was, and I think where we took him was higher. You know, there's certain players, you say, what round can we get them in, or where do you expect them to go? And we thought, well, he'll probably go in the third round, so if we take him in the second round, we're going to be ahead of the curve, and we get that player. So there, that was where he was on our list. It ended up being in the second round, and we think that's where we got him. But I know teams have talked to us. We talked to other teams, too. Geez, you got a guy we liked, and teams have come up to us on both Lipanov and Volkov, said those were players that were coming up on our list very quickly.
The college guys, like Gutman and Herbix, what can you tell us about them?
Herbix is a defenseman from Minnesota High School. He's 6'4". Just look at my cheat sheet here. He's 6'4", 190 pounds. Right shot defenseman from Elk River High School. He's going to go play next year at Omaha of the USHL, and then he's off to St. Cloud State on a scholarship. Cole Gutman is a right shot center, played this year in Dubuque. He's going back to Dubuque next year where he'll be the captain, and then he's also going to St. Cloud State. He's a skilled center iceman, right shot, 5'10", about 170 pounds. High energy, good skater with skill. He was a point of game in the USHL, and a point of game in the USHL is a real good total. Kind of like Colton and Lowen, that's where we see him progressing the same way. And then Sam Walker, Sam played at Edina High School. He's got a choice next year. He can go back to Edina High School, or he can go to Lincoln of the USHL. He's another right shot center, good skater, good skilled. He's a little thinner than Cole. He's 5'10", probably 160 pounds. And then he's going to go to the University of Minnesota. So all three of them have real good development paths. They're all good skaters. In the case of Cole, or Perpix, he's a big player. The other two are smaller skill guys.